The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmerehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Dalid. Today's daf is being studied the Alun Ishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied the Fuah Shirema Hayim David Ben Adel. Elna Refana Lo. Betoch Shear Chole Amo Yisrael. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for the freedom of the soldier that is held in captivity, Gilad Ben Aviva Shalit. בעזרת השם נשאב ישועה ורחמים יחד עם כל השבויים והאסירים עמך ישראל מוציא אסירים בכושרות הוא יבדהו מיד שומה ויוצאו מעבדות לחירות ומשעבוד לגאולה מאפלה לאורה וירפאהו רפואת שלמה רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ויאמס את רוחו וירבה את כוחו ויעורהו בשמחה ובגילה אז יתחזק ויתרפא והייתה לו שמחת עולם וזכות תפילת רבים וסעקתם ורעקתם המעתירים בעדו בכל אתר ואתר תעמוד לו ולהם למגן וסינה ולפתותו בבית שביו ויקרא רוע גזר דינו ויקראו לפניו יתברך כל זכיותיו וכל אשר פעל ועשה למען עמנו ונחלתנו ויקרא גזר דינו בזכות השם הקדוש הרמוז בראשי תיבות קבל רנת עמך סגבנו תארנו רע ויקוים בו מקרא שכתוב ופתויי אדוני ישובון ובאו סיום ברינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם ששום ושמחה ישיגו ונעשו יגון והנחה במהרה בימינו אמן
אמן.
The Gemara today we begin on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Bet. We start at the Nema Ketanae. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. In yesterday's Daf, we had a very important Mahloket between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yohanan regarding the subject of the Mahloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer. Well, their Mahloket, we said, was by the subject called Hotza'at Addition. By Hotza'at Addition, there was a Mahloket over there. Does the Kohen have to wear the Begadim? Is it considered an Avodah or is it not considered an Avodah? According to Tanakama, Hotza'at Addition was considered an Avodah. Therefore, only Kohanim that are not Pasul, meaning valid Kohanim, can do that service. Whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, he said that Ba'aleh Mumin can do the service of Hotza'at Addition, and because he holds it is not an Avodah. And they based it on a limud that they had. Now, came Rish Lakish, and he said the following. He said, "Kemachloket behotza'a, kach machloket beharama." That just like they're arguing by hotza'at addition, so they're also arguing by harama. Meaning that according to the Bili Ayazid, even by haramat addition, a psul is okay. And the Gemara said, "What's the proof?" Because he holds that the Torah says by haramat addition that the queen only wears two garments. Now if it was an Avodah, he would have to wear four garments. So since it's not an Avodah, Psul is okay. Comes the Yohanan says, no, by Haramat Addition, everybody holds, you have to use only Kishirim. And it is indeed and avodah. And the fact that it only said two garments, it's lav dafka, it's two, but really four. And that's the way the Gemara concluded. So the Gemara wants to say now, this mahloket, we want to say is also a mahloket amongst the Tanaim. Now we stop. Nema ketanaim. Let us say that this is a mahloket amongst the Tanaim. How? Al besaro. The pasuk says al besaro regarding the mechnasayim. By Terumat edition it says umechnase bad yilbash al besaro. Matamud lomar yilbash. Why does it have to say the word yilbash? Because after all, in the beginning of the pasuk it says velavash hakohen middo bad umechnase bad yilbash. It just could say, "V'lavash kohen mido bad u'michnase bad." What does that have to say? "Michnase bad yilbash." Why yilbash again? So it says, "Matamud lomar yilbash le'avi misnefet ve'abnet leharama." To come and tell you that not only does he wear the two garments that the Torah mentions, but the second yilbash comes along and says he has to wear two additional garments. Which two? The one that the Torah did not mention. That's the abnet and the misnefet. So you see what? By Haramat Edition, he has to wear four garments. That would assume what? That it is considered an Avodah. Because you have to wear four garments. And therefore, only Kishirim would be able to do that. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Dosa says no. Lerabot begde kohen gadol beyom kippurim shekishirim lekohen idiot. He says no. You know what Yilbash comes and teaches us? A big hadush. That the clothes that a Kohen Gadol wore on Kippur, it is permissible for a Kohen Hidyot to wear them during the year. Again, he makes a kesh. It says the word Yilbash by this pasuk over here, and by the Big Day, Kohen Gadol also says the word Yilbash. So he makes a kesh. You might have thought maybe after the Kohen Gadol wears his clothes, you have to put it in Genizah. No. Maybe the Kohen Gadol himself might not be able to wear them again, but a Kohen Hidyot can wear the clothes of a Kohen Gadol, meaning the Begdei Lavan, the four clothes that he wore on Kippur, and a Kohen Hidyot can wear it again during the year. So therefore, comes out what? According to this rabbi, Rabbi Dosaris, it's mashma that he really holds you're only wearing two garments by the Haramat edition. And therefore, Haramat edition is not an Avodah. Therefore, he'd subscribe to the opinion that says Haramat edition, you can use a psul. So you see, the mahloket of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa is the mahloket if indeed you can, Rabbi Harish Lakish, if by Haramat edition a psul can serve. I repeat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says the Yilbash comes to tell me what, not only the two garments that the Torah mentions, but two more. Therefore, it's four garments. Four garments is a regular avodah. Therefore, a psul would not be good. That would be like Rabbi Hanan. Whereas according to Rabbi Dosa says no. The two garments are davka. Because really it's not an avodah. He just has a different derasha. The word yilbash in the pasuk tells me what? That a Kohen Gadol's garments can be worn by a Kohen Hidyot during the year. Comes again and says, Amar Rabbi Shteta Shuvat Badavar. We can refute Rabbi Dosa's view from two ways. Hada, number one, the abneto shel Kohen Gadol lo zehu abneto shel Kohen Hidyot. If you remember, we learned in previous Dapim in the last Perek, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur wore an avnet made of boots, that is flax or linen, whereas the Kohen Hidyot all year round wore a avnet made out of kilayim. And therefore, how could you tell me that the Kohen Gadol's garments can be worn by a Kohen Hidyot? They're different garments. The belt is not the same. So that's the first refutation. The belt of Kippur is boots, and the belt of the Kohen Hidyot is kilayim. Ve'od begadim shenishtamsha b'hem kedusha chamura tishtamish b'hem kedusha kala. Secondly, does it make sense that the clothes that were worn by a Kohen Gadol, which is kedusha chamura on Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, could they now be downgraded and worn by a Kohen Hidyot during the year? That doesn't make sense. Ela matalmud domar yilbash. Also, what does Rabbi do with the word yilbash? It's extra. Derabot et ashehakim. He comes to include even worn out garments, which means so long as the garments are not ripped or torn, they're just worn out, it is permissible for the Kohen to wear worn out garments. So, any garments he can wear, even if they are, nothing to do with the 2 or 4 argument. He's learning the word Yilbash. Yilbash is teaching what? Afilu Shechukim. By the Kohen Gadol's garments on Yom Kippur, it says after he finishes wearing them, he must place them down. Ve'niham sham, he places them down. So the Gemara says melamed she'te'onim giniza. From here we see that what? The Kohen Gadol's garments must be placed in giniza. It sounds like he only wears them once and then you have to file them. The Bidosa omer re'uyin hen le'kohen hedyot. He says no. The Bidosa is consistent with his opinion. He says no, you don't have to put him in giniza. You can give it to a Kohen Hedyot and he can wear it all year. Also, what does Rabbi Dosa do with the words "Vini Hamsham"? Shelo yishtamesh bahen yom kippurim acher. It just teaches me that the Kohen Gadol cannot wear them again. Meaning, he cannot wear them next Kippur. Legabed the Kohen Gadol Vini Hamsham. Put him in Geniza. But if you find a Kohen Gadol that wants to wear the clothes of the Kohen Gadol during the year, it is permissible. No, he wears two garments on Kippur. Sometimes he wears the eight set of eight, and sometimes he wears the set of four.
No, the other guy, Kohen Hedyot,
always wears four.
Different garments, I thought. Different garments.
It's the same four that the Kohen Gadol wears on Kippur, or the same four that the Kohen Hedyot. They asked on him, what do you mean it's different? Obviously, the Bidosa has a different interpretation. He'll hold that the belts are the same. He'll hold either that the Kohen Hedyot also wear a Pishtan all year long. So therefore the belt is the same. We did have a mahloket, by the way, in the earlier perek, that said that some said that the Kohen Gadol, everybody says Kohen Gadol's boots on Kippur. The mahloket was the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot all year long. So we say the Bidosa holds the Kohen Hedyot also wore boots all year long, so then we have no problem. Good point. So the Gemara says, now my lab, now we go back to interpret. We forced to say that the mahloket between Rabbi Dosa and Rav Yehuda is what? Demor Savar Avodai. I'll tell you that Rav Yehuda holds Haramatadesh is Avodah. And that's why, from the word Bichlesimad Yilbash, he learns that he has to wear two garments that the Torah mentions plus the extra two. Because it's an Avodah. Umor Savar Lav Avodai. And the Bido said it doesn't learn the word Yilbash to include garments, but to include the clothes of a Kohen Gadol that a Kohen Gadol can wear. He holds what? If Haramat Adeshin, you don't need all the garments because it is not an Avodah. So here we found the Mahloket amongst the Tanaim if Haramat Adeshin is indeed an Avodah or not. Imran says, La, no. That's not the way you learn the Mahloket. Tikul Alma Avodai. Really, I'll tell you, Haramat Tadeshin is an Avodah. And if it's an Avodah, everybody agrees that you have to wear four garments. Be'acha, be'acha mepalge. Mor sabar siricha kra liribuye. Umor sabar lo siricha kra liribuye. Rav Yehuda says, you need a special derashah to add the extra two garments. That's Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Dosa says, no. Once already you're telling me he's wearing two garments, it's automatically that he has to wear the other two garments. No such thing as just wearing two garments. So it goes without saying that he has to wear the other two garments. Therefore, the Yilbash, he learns for another derasha. But everybody holds, you have to wear four garments. The only question is, do you need a special derash to include the extra two or not? Comes the Lashi, Umor Sabar lo siricha lerebuye lemikra'e, dekevan degale baktonet bat kodesh mechnesei kodesh. Once already you tell me he has to wear two out of the four, ashmeina da avodai. Well, obviously it's an avodah if you're making him wear the garments. Ubaya kulihu, and he has to wear all of them. V'chiata kral lerebuye lemikdek Yom Kippurim ata. And the pasuk of Yilbash is coming to include the hadush of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara was unsuccessful at proving that it is indeed a mahloket amongst the Tanaim. Because we can really say both these Tanaim hold that Terumat Tadishin is indeed an Avodah, and both hold that they have to wear all four garments. Ba'er Rav Abin. Rav Abin has a question. Terumat Tadishin Bekama. Oh, now we discuss how much. How much ash does the Kohen have to take off the Mizbeach in the morning when he does this Mizbeach of Terumat Tadishin? Well, what are the two options? Mitrumat ma'aser yalfinan la or mitrumat midyan yalfinan la. Well, since the Torah calls it teruma, the Torah says vaharemotem. I'm sorry. By the terumat adeshen, the pasuk says veherim et adeshen. So the word veherim is used, meaning he'll take it out, he'll lift it up. And we know by terumat ma'aser, it says in the pasuk v'hare motem mimenu. Now, how much is terumat ma'aser? Well, let's review our ma'aser story. A person has to give 10% to the Levi. The Levi takes 10% of what he got, that's called terumat ma'aser, and gives it to the Kohen. So it's called terumat ma'aser, so that's 10%. So therefore, since the word v'herim is used by terumat addition, and by Terumat Maaseh says, I might think it's 10%. Maybe you have to take 10% of the ashes off the Mizbeah. That's one option. Or maybe I learn it from Terumat Midyan. What was the story of Terumat Midyan? When the Jewish people went to fight against Midyan, after they caused the Jewish people to sin with the Zonot, and therefore we had to take revenge, so there was tremendous spoils of war. So the rule was, the Jews were able to split the spoils amongst themselves, but 1/500th of the spoils went to the Kohanim. And by the Pasuk of the spoils of Midyan, it says, V'haremotam meches. And you shall separate a meches, a tax, echad nefesh mechamesh ha-me'ot, 1/500. And by Terumat Edeshin says Veherim. So maybe the shi'ud of Terumat Edeshin is 1/500. So that's the she'ela. Obviously it's a big difference. Either it's 1/10 of the ashes, like Terumat Maaser, or 1/500, like the tax that the Jews had to pay the Kohanim from Midyan. Tashema, let's come and listen. Netani Rebbe Chaya, Ne'emar Kan Veherim. It says the exact word by Terumat Edeshin, Veherim Mimenu. I'm sorry, Veherim Et Edeshin. V'ne'emar La'alan, it says by the Mincha, the meal offering, Veherim. Over there it says, Veherim Mimenu Bekumso. You have to take a kometz of the Mincha. We'll call that a handful. Ma La'alan Bekumso, Afkan Bekumso. So we make a Gezerah Sheva, Veherim, Veherim. The bottom line, Shi'ud is not 10%, not 1/500, it is a kometz. Which means, now, when we say a kometz, Rashi goes out of his way to point out, it doesn't mean exactly a kometz. Because you have to remember, they're not doing it with his fist. These are coals over here. They're boiling hot. The Kohen is not lifting it up with his hands. Eli is using a shovel. So therefore, he says, so long as you get a kometz or more, you're okay. But the minimum shi'ud is a kometz. So the bottom line, somebody asked the question, what's the shi'ud of Terumat Edeshin? Shi'ud kometz, and we make a gezerah sheva ve'erim ve'erim from the mincha. Amar Rav, new point. We have a statement of Rav. Arba avodot zar hayav alehem mita. Four services in the Beit HaMikdash. If a stranger, meaning a non-Kohen, does these services, he's hayav mita bidei shamayim. What are these four services? Zerika, sprinkling of the blood. Of course, the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach. Vehaktara, that's the putting of the meat on the Mizbeach, burning the meat. Vinisuch ha-mayim, that was a mitzvah done on Sukkot, where the Kohen would pour water into the spouts on the Mizbeach. Vinisuch ha-yayin, pouring the wine on the Mizbeach, which was done every day in any Korban, has the Nisuch ha-yayin. So if a Yisrael, for example, would do any of these four services, he is punished by Mita Bidei Shamayim. Levi amar av Terumat Edeshin. Levi comes along and says, a fifth. The four that you stated, plus the fifth one. If a Yisrael would do Terumat Edeshin, meaning go up in the morning to the Mizbeah, take the ashes off the Mizbeah, Hayav Mita. Vechen Tani Levi b'matniteh, Levi also has a brayta to support this, Av Terumat Edeshin, even Terumat Edeshin. My Ta'ma Dirav. Now the Gemara is going to analyze, what's the reason of Rav? Which means, why doesn't Rav include Terumat Edeshin as something that's subject to Hayav Mita by Azar? So the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk. It's a long pasuk. Let's read it inside. Dichtiv ve'ata ubanecha ittecha. God's talking to Aaron. You and your sons will be with you. Tishmiru et kehunatchem. You'll protect the kehuna lechol devar ha-mizbeach, regarding all things on the mizbeach, u'mebet la-parochet, and inside the area of the parochet, that's behind the curtain. Va'abadetem avodat matana. And you will serve an avodah of matana, meaning of gifts. Eten et kehunatchem, that I will give to the kehuna. Ve'azar akarev yumat. And a zar, meaning a non-kohen, that does the service, yumat, will die. Now the Gemara's doresh this pasuk. Avodat matana ve'lo avodat siluk. In this pasuk it's teaching us azar akarev yumat. On which type of services? On the services that the pasuk mentions. One of the services that is mentioned in this pasuk is what? Avodat matana. What does avodat matana mean? A service of giving. Meaning a matana, you give a gift, right? Meaning when you're putting something on the mizbeah. For example, blood, you're putting on the mizbeah. That would be called avodat matana. The meat would be called avodat matana. You're putting it on the mizbeah. Furthermore, the nisuch ha-mayim and the nisuch ha-yayin, that's avodat matana. So again, the kohanim, they have the rights to do what's called avodat matana. putting things on the Mizbaya. And then as the end of the Pasuk go, Vazana Karev Yumat. But if a Zar does Avodat Matana, he dies. Now what does that come to exclude? To exclude Avodat Siluk, exactly. To do a service that's removing. Terumat Adeshin is an Avodah of Siluk. You're taking something off the Mizbaya. So therefore from here we learn that there's no Hayuv Mita on a Zar that does Terumat Adeshin, because it's not called Avodat Matana, it's called Avodat Siluk. So the Gemara says another derasha on this pasuk. Va'abadetim, when it says in the pasuk va'abadetim, and the kohanim shall serve, the Gemara makes a derasha avodah tama, velo avodah sheyesh achareya avodah. The only time that a Yisrael will get hayuv mita is on a service that is complete, meaning end of service, avodah tama, not a service that is followed by another service. For example, the sprinkling of the blood ends the service of the korban. The haktara as well. That's a service that nothing follows it. Nisuch ha-mayim stands by itself. There's nothing after nisuch ha-mayim, or for that matter, nisuch hayayin as well. Look at Rashi avodat tama. Avodah she gomeret umehatemet, actually umetamemet, meaning completes et hadabar. For example, shechita is not considered avodat tama, because shechita is followed by kabbalat adam, and it's followed by sprinkling of the blood. So shechita, if a zar would do shechita, obviously there's no karet. If a zar would do kabbalat adam, there is no karet. For that matter, holacha, bringing the blood from the animal to the mizbeach, there's an avodah that follows it. What is that? The sprinkling. Oh. The end of the avodah of shechita ends when? At the zirika. Zirika is considered avodah tama. If a zar does that, he's hayav. Aval zirika avodah haruna shebedam. The last service in the blood is zirika. Vechen haktara, meaning putting the meats on the mizbeach. That's it. Nothing after you put the meats on the mizbeach. Or by a mincha, putting the kormitz on the mizbeach. Right? That's the last one. Vechen nisuch hayayin. And nisukai ma'im on the hag. So then we're learning two things to this pasuk. Number one, that avodat siluk is not part of the izara karev yumat, and also things that are not a final service are not subject to the law of izara karev yumat. And all the things that Rav listed were all final services. Zirika is the final service of dam. Haktara is the final service of the meat or the mincha. Nisuch ha-yayin and nisuch ha-yayin and mayim are also final services regarding their respective avodot. Good. Ve-Levi. Now we got to learn Levi. Of course, Levi included the Terumat Adeshim. So the Gemara says, Ve-Levi Rabbe Rahmana Lechol Devar HaMizbeach. In the pasuk that we just quoted, it says, for all things of the Mizbeach. Which means when it says, lechol devar ha-mizbeach, anything that has to do with the Mizbeach. Even avodat siluk. Okay? That's according to Levi. Now, that she points out, so long as it's avodat tama. So Levi agrees to the avodat tama, dirash, that it's got to be a final service. Now, Terumat Adeshin is a final service, which means after that, that's it. It's over. You finish the avodah. It ends, and therefore, and no, he doesn't learn from the matana. He learns that the pasuk matana, yes, tells me only giving, but I have another word in that pasuk that comes to include more. Lechol devar ha-mizbeach, for all things that have to do with the mizbeach. That includes not only giving, but even taking. Gemara continues. Now we go. We play back and forth a little now. V'Rav, what does Rav do with the words Lechol Devar HaMizbeach? Ha'hu le'atuye sheva hazaot. He comes to include other things. What are they? The seven sprinklings of the following three korbanot: par alem davar, par shel kohen mashiach, and par v'sa'ir shel yom kippurim shebifnim. Meaning, all these three korbanot, one of them is par alem davar, that means if the, let's say, the sibur unintentionally made a avon, that's punishable by karet, so there has to be a special korban to atone for it. It's called a par alim davar shel sibur. Or you have a part of a kohen mashiach that made a mistake, you have to bring a special korban. Or you have, let's say, the par or the sa'i that the kohen gadol brings on Yom Kippur. What do all these things have in common? That the blood of these korbanot are sprinkled inside in the kodesh on the parochet. Okay? Now, the chidush is from this, you might have thought that, well, if a zar does this, you don't get karet, because it's not avodat mizbeach. It's not on the mizbeach. And the pasuk says, davka devara mizbeach. But from the fact that it's lechol devara mizbeach, comes to teach me, even these items that are not per se done on the mizbeach, still, hazara karev, yumat. Furthermore, shibe mitzorah. Furthermore, what's the mitzorah? On the eighth day of the purification of the mitzorah, they bring a log of olive oil, of shemen. Now, the Kohen takes the olive oil and he sprinkles it also seven times in the Hechal against the Kodesh Kodashim. So again, I might have thought, again, there's a new type of sprinkling. We never learned the sprinkling of the oil of the mitzorah. Yeah, really. Now, there would... No, sprinkle on the Kodesh Hechal. So the first three Kodesh sprinkle of the dam, and it's the mitzorah sprinkling of the oil. Now, what are you learning over here? Lechol Devar Mizbeach, and I've said it's coming to teach me, these items are also subject to the Hazar, Hakarev, Yom item. Now, v'levi, how does Levi know all these items? Which means, lechol already is used. He used lechol to teach you Terumat Edition. So the Gemara says, nafka le middevar v'chol davar. He has two ribuyim, two extra words. Number one, devar ha-mizbeach. From there he learns devar ha-mizbeach, anything of the mizbeach, meaning Terumat Edition. And then he, from the word lechol, he learns these items that we just mentioned. The par el davar, the par of Yom Kippurim, etc. So again, it's lechol, it's one derasha, and devar mizbeach is the second one. Oh, so what, the Rav, what does Rav do? The Rav, davar lechol davar lo darish. He doesn't have two derashot. He's not mashma to split up the derash. He just learns it as one. Lechol davar, it's one derash, just to include those items. So therefore, let's just recap where we're holding until this point. Comes out, the only nafkamina that we're finding between Rav and Levi is Terumat Edeshin. Rav says, a zar that does Terumat Edeshin is not going to be Hayav Mita, because it's Avodat Siluk, it's not Avodat Matana. Whereas Levi, based on a Dirasha V'yitur, an extra word in the Pasuk, Lechol Devar HaMizbeach, he says, even including the Avodah of Terumat Edeshin, even though it's Avodat Siluk, so long as it qualifies as Avodah Tama, a final service. Good, now we go further. Comes the Gemara and says, we're asking on Levi. Okay? Levi, you told me that Avodat Siluk is Hayav Bidei Shamayim if a zar does it. So the Gemara questions that. Why? The Gemara says like this, Ve'ema lechol devar ha-mizbeach klal ve'avodat matana prat. Klal prat. En bechlal ela mash beprat. Avodat matana in, avodat siluk lo. Okay. The Gemara's question is like this. Let's review the principles. There's what's called a klal prat. What is a klal prat? That's when the pasuk starts off with a generality, and then it gives a specific. It's called a klal prat. The rule is that the klal only includes things that are in the prat, or like the prat. That's a style of dirash. Now, in this pasuk it says, lechol devar ha-mizbeach. Anything on the mizbeach. That's a klal. That's anything. But then at the end of the pasuk it says what? Avodat matana. That's a prat. Now the rule would be only things like the prat, which would come to exclude siluk, meaning exclude to the matadition. So the question on Levi is, hey Levi, you got a klal prat over here. And the klal prat would exclude to the matadition. How do you include it? So the Gemara says, Amar Kira. He says, well, if you look at the pasuk, it says, "Ulmibet la parochet va'abadtem avodat matana." Right before the words "avodat matana," in between the klal and the prat, there's some words, "Ulmibet la parochet." That's also talking to the service that is done, the bet la parochet, meaning in the kodesh, meaning by the curtain, right? That's inside. Okay, that's the avodah that is done inside actually the Kodesh Kodashim. Unmibet la parochet, inside the parochet. Now, since that's in between the klal and the prat, we're going to have to factor that in. How? So the Gemara says, El mibet la parochet, meaning in the Kodesh Kodashim, who da avodat matana velo avodat siluk? Habahutz afilu avodat siluk. You're right. Learn the klal prat. But where? El mibet la parochet. In the Kodesh Kodashim. Meaning in Kodesh Kodashim, avodat siluk does not apply to a zar. But outside the Kodesh Kodashim, even avodat siluk, yes. I'll tell you again. You have a klal prat. The klal is what? The chol devar mizbeach. You have a prat. What does it say? The prat says avodat matana, which teaches me only putting on the mizbeach, not siluk. But it says kol devar mizbeach. That's a klal. So the klal prat should tell me only things like the prat, meaning siluk is not included. So he was here, wait. But in between the klal and the prat, it mentions that the Kohanim serve ulmibet ha-parochet. Service inside the parochet, meaning the Kodesh Kodashim. So learn your klal prat, but you know where you learn it? In the Kodesh Kodashim. And say like this, when is avodat siluk not a factor in the Kodesh Kodashim? I'll give you examples in a second. In the Kodesh Kodashim, avodat siluk is not a factor. But where is avodat siluk a factor? Outside the Kodesh Kodashim. Meaning on the Mizbeah HaChitzon, where they do Terumat Edeshin, Avodat Siluk is a factor. Therefore, if a Zar does Avodat Terumat Edeshin on the Mizbeah HaChitzon, he'll indeed be Hayav Karet. So Levi is conceding. I agree with your Klal Prat.
Right now?
I mean the Kodesh Kodashim when I say Umibet HaParochet. Now, the point of the Gemara is, again, to say, I'll tell you where you have Avodat Siluk. Now, I'll explain to you. For example, on Kippur, where the Kohen goes in with the machta of coals with the ketoret. After the ketoret is there, he has to take out the shovel. He has to take out the machta. That would be considered avodat, siluk, that's in the Kodesh. So the Hiddush is, if a zar went and did avodat, siluk, and took out the, leave that. He's not going to be hayav from this zara karev yumat. Because that's avodat, siluk in the Kodesh Kodashim. But if he did it on the Mizbeah HaChitzon, avodat siluk, he would be hayav. Good. Now, where do you have avodat matana in the Kodesh Kodashim? Avodat matana, he says over here, they would sprinkle between the Badei Aaron, between the poles of the Aaron on Yom Kippur, they would sprinkle and putting the ketoret on the fire in the Kodesh Kodashim. Good. So there's avodat matana, which is subject to the Kodesh Kodashim, but avodat siluk, no. Based on the klal prat. Good. Comes Gemara and says, Ihache. Well, if that's the case, Va'abaditim nameh. Now, what did we learn, Va'abaditim? Avodah tama. That the only type of service that a zar will be hayav on, if it's a conclusive service, means a final service. So maybe I'll tell you, El mibet la parochet. Who? The avodah tama, velo avodah shi shahari avodah. Habehutz, afidu avodah shi shahari avodah. Make the same haluk by avodah tama. Maybe I'll tell you, va'abaditim, which you're learning avodah tama, maybe that's only in the Kodesh Kodashim. That you only hayav in the Kodesh Kodashim on avodot that are final. Mashe'enkin, outside the Kodesh Kodashim, maybe any type of avodah, even if it's not a final avodah, the zara karev will not apply, which means zara karev yumat will apply outside the Kodesh even on things that are not avodat tamah. I repeat, just like you want to say there's a chiluk between the Kodesh Kodashim and outside the Kodesh Kodashim by avodat matana, so do the same thing by avodat tamah and say the following, that the rule of avodat tamah, your final service or service that's ending, it only applies to the Kodesh Kodashim. Which means, if the Zar does an Avodah Tama in the Kodesh, it's Hayat. But if it's not an Avodah Tama in the Kodesh, Kodeshim, not Hayat. But outside, there's no need of Avodah Tama. Even not Avodah Tama, the Zar will be Hayat. Now let's give examples to this. The examples to this would be, for example, bringing the Mahta into the Kodesh Kodashim. Because you still have to bring the Ketoret on it, and you still have to take it out. So that would be considered Avodah, that's not Tama, in the Kodesh Kodashim. Okay, that would be an example. So comes Gevara and says, no. Levi answers it, Va'abadtem Hadar Arbekera. When the Pasuk uses the word to teach me Avodah Tama, right? It doesn't say Abadetem, it says Va'abadetem. The extra Vav comes along and tells me that Avodah Tama applies in both places. It applies in the Kodesh Kodashim as well as outside. So from the extra Vav, Va'abadetem, it's called Vav HaHibur. It's the Vav of connecting. Meaning, it's connecting to the first part of the Pasuk that talks about the service outside, the Chol Levad HaMizbeach, which is in the regular part, and the parochet as well. So let's review. Avodah Tama applies everywhere. Then the Kodesh Kodashim, and then in the outside area where the Mizbeah Haitzon is. Good? So comes going on now as a question. Ba'erava. Now we got Levi's Shita clear that Avodat Siluk is Hayav. And Avodat Siluk is Hayav only where? Outside. But inside the Kodesh Kodashim, Avodat Siluk does not apply to Azar. Again, very important this point. Levi's Derash was Klal Prat. But the Klal Prat is only Ulmi Beta Parochet. No, inside the Kodesh Kodashim. Mm-hmm. And therefore, inside the Kodesh Kodashim, that's what I'm going to say, what? Avodat Siluk, Azar is not Hayav for. But outside the Kodesh Kodashim, even Avodat Siluk, Turmat Edition is outside the Kodesh Kodashim. And Levi was the one that held Azar, does Turmat Edition is going to be Hayav, Mitavid Shamayim. Avodat Siluk was only outside the Kodesh Kodashim, where Azar is Hayav. But inside the Kodesh Kodashim, he's not going to be Hayav in Avodat Siluk.
It's always going to be Natama, it's always going to be...
I'll give you a case. Again. We had a klal prat. Follow the flow again. The klal was ulchol devar mizbeach. The prat was avodat matana. That told me only giving. So the Gemara says, oh, so you see chol devar mizbeach, chol devar matana, and we know en bichlal elamash beprat. So the chavodat's only giving, not taking. So Levi's answer was, yeah, that only applies to the Kodesh Kodashim. Because it says in between the word Umi Beta Parochet. So therefore, that Hiluk of Siluk does not apply in the Kodesh Kodashim. Meaning, if a Zar did something that takes away in the Kodesh Kodashim, he's not going to be Hayav Kare, Bitabide Shamai. But Siluk outside the Kodesh Kodashim, meaning by the Mizbeach, he is going to be Hayav. Which means by the Mizbeah Haitzon, when he goes does Trumat Addition, if a Zar does it, he's going to be Hayavka. That's the Shita of Levi. So now the Gemara asks a question. Gemara says like this, Ba'i Rava. Rava has a question. Avodat Siluk Bahechal. What about Avodat Siluk in the area called the Hechal? Now the Hechal is what we'll call the Kodesh. Now, we discussed till now the inside, that's the Kodesh Kodashim, and we're just the outside. Now we're discussing the middle. How do you look at the Kodesh area? Legabes Siluk. Meaning, you have in that area, let's just review the furniture. You have the Menorah, you have the Shulchan, and you have the Mizbeah HaPinimi. Let's talk about the Mizbeah HaPinimi. Let's say Azar went in the Kodesh and cleaned out the Mizbeah HaPinimi from its ashes. It's Avodat Siluk. Well, you told me that Avodat Siluk only applies outside to be Hayav. Well, is this considered outside or inside? Well, it's not the Kodesh Kodashim, but it's not the outside area. So how do you look at the Kodesh? That's Rava's question. So Ba'ai Rava. Avodat Siluk Bahechal. Mahu. Lifnim medamina le? Or lechutz medamina le? Do you consider it like the Kodesh Kodashim, where Avodat Siluk is not a factor for Azar? Or is it considered like outside? Or is it considered like outside? And outside Avodat Siluk is Hayah for Azar. That's the She'ela. Gemara says, Hadar Pashte. After he resolved his dilemma, Mibet ul Mibet. when the pasuk talks about the Kodesh Kodashim, it doesn't say mibet laparoch, it says ul mibet. From the extra vav and the lamed, we come along and say the echal is like the Kodesh Kodashim. Ul mibet. Not only the Kodesh Kodashim, ul mibet. The echal and the Kodesh Kodashim patur. Meaning, it's avodat siluk. Azar does avodat siluk in the Kodesh as well, meaning he cleans off the mezbeach apinimi. There is no karet. Comes Gemara and says, Ela me'ata. Now, you're telling me that what? There is avodat, if a zad does avodat siluk in the echal, he's not chayav. Get it? Good. So the Gemara wants to know, legabe avodat tama. Legabe, we said that only chayav on service that a what? Avodat tama, that is a final service. So the Gemara says, Ela me'ata. Zar shesider et ha-shulhan le'chayev. Let's say a zar comes and he sets up the table, meaning he puts the lechay mapanim. Now the lechay mapanim is on the shulchan, which is in the kodesh. If a zar sets up the lechay mapanim, he should be hayav. He should be hayav. Why? Because you're telling me bottom line, it's considered lechaura avodat matana. Not avodat matana. Besides avodat matana, it's considered avodat tama. It's a final service, and it's also putting on the mizbeach. Tell me, siluk doesn't apply. Okay, siluk I understand, because like the Kodesh Kodashim. However, legabe putting the chaura, you hayav everywhere. So the question then is, if that's the case, how come he didn't add it? Ela me'ata zar shesider et hashulchan lechayev, which means when Rav was counting, right, Rav gave us four avodot. What were the four avodot? Zerika, Haktara, Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaYayim. Hey, why'd you only give me these things? If you're holding Avodat Matana, so Lechaura, let's say putting the stuff on the Shulchan, Lechaura should also be a subject where the Zar is going to be considered Hayav, Karet. Let's see why. So the Gemara says like this. I read again. Ela me'ata. Follow one side. Zar shesider hashulchan lechayev. How come he didn't count it? So he says like this, because setting up the table is not avodat tama. Why? Ika sidur bazichin. Right after you set the table, you have to put the two spoons that have in it the frankincense. So that's not the last avodah. So therefore, since it's not avodat tama, Rav says you're not chayav. So the Gemara asks the next question. Sider bazichin lechayev. Fine. Let's say he puts the spoons on the table with the frankincense. That's considered avodah tama. He should be hayav. The Gemara says no. Ika siluk ve'aktara. It's not done because the service of the bazichim don't end till a week later. Because they would put it on Shabbat, and then a week later on Shabbat, they would take the bazichim off the table and they would burn the frankincense. So therefore, even when he puts it on, it's not considered a avodah tama. And then what it is, when you're taking it off already, that's considered a siluk. Siluk, you're not going to be hayav according to Rav. Because you're taking it off. He only holds putting things on. So I review again. The Gemara wants to know, according to Rav.
According to Levi.
According to Rav. There's four, according to Rav. There's four avodot that are hayav, mita, bide, shamayim. So the Gemara is asking, and what are your qualifications? Well, it's got to be avodat matana, number one. And it also has to be what? It has to be avodat matana, avodat tama. Okay, those are your two qualifications. Good.
That's Rav.
So, yeah, it's Rav. So good. According to you, Rav, Azar goes into the Kodesh. Now you introduce the Kodesh into the picture. Azar goes into the Kodesh. He sets the table. The Chaura, it's got all the qualifications. It's avodat matana. And we're thinking it's avodat tama as well. You finish setting the table. Gemara says, no, it's not avodat tama. Why? Because you got the bazichin. Okay, fine. He put the bazichin on. You're going to be hayav? No, it's not finished. Because the avodat bazichin doesn't end till a week later when you take it off. Good. So when you take it off, well, that's avodat siluk. Avodat siluk according to Rav is not hayav. Right? So therefore, setting the table will no way ever bring a karet according to Rav. Gemara now asks another question. Gemara says, Zar shesider et ha-menorah lechayev. A zar that set up the menorah. Let's review what they used to do in the morning. The menorah of the Beit HaMikdash was made out of components. It wasn't one miksha zahav. So what they would do is they would detach the cups of of the menorah, take it off and, you know, clean them, and then they would reattach them. So the question is, let's say a zar goes into the Kodesh and he cleans up the menorah, meaning he does what's called sidur menorah. Actually, he's fixing the menorah. He takes the cups off but puts them back on. That's avodat matana. You're putting something back. You're doing something to the menorah. So the chaura, you should be hayav karet. So the Gemara says, it's not the end of the avodah. Ika netinat petira. Well, you're still not putting the wick. So the Gemara says, fine. Natan petira lehayiv. If he puts the wick, he should be hayav. Well, the Gemara asks your question. Ika netinat shemen. You still got to put the oil, so it's not finished. Fine. Natan shemen lehayiv. Gemara says, well, ika adlaka. You still got a light. So the Gemara says, hidlik lehayiv. If you lit, you should be hayav. Well, one problem. Hadlaka lav avodahi. Lighting is not considered an avodah. Why? Because enbo mamash. There's no, the flame really would rise up by itself. Which means, so there, no, so therefore, no, it's not. There is something after the shemen. There is a hadlaka. It's in the middle. Which means there's something after the shemen. You can't call it the last process. There's something after, but what? That last process is not really called an avodah. So therefore, it's like, it puts the shemen as not the end. It's followed by something, but it's followed by something that's really not an avodah. So therefore, technically, according to this, if a zar went into the Kodesh, lit the menorah, no problem. There's no, that's the A to Z. Better. He took off the cups. He put back the cups on, put the wick in, put the oil in, lit it. There's no subject of hazara karev yumat. Comes the Gemara and says, velo. Next point. The Gemara says, velo. You're telling me what? Lighting is not considered an avodah? Ve'atanya, it says, Ve'natenu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohen esh al ha-Mizbeach ve'alechu etzim al ha-esh. It says that the Kohanim would put fire on the Mizbeach. Limed, you know what we learn from this pasuk? Al hatzatat alita. Which means, hatzata is the burning of alita, is the wood chips. Meaning, when the Kohen would see the fire on the Mizbeach dwindling, he would take some wood chips, and we have to go on the Mizbeach and light them to get the Mizbeach to continue to be lit. So we learn over here, it says, Venatu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohen. So the Gemara says a derasha, Shelo te'e ela b'kohen, kasher u'b'kli sharet. Meaning it's a service. You got to have a Kohen. He's got to use the kli sharet, meaning the proper vessels. And he also has to have the b'gdei ke'una. So what do you see over here? Lighting is considered a service. Now for some reason, the Gemara is assuming lighting the Mizbeah is similar to lighting the menorah. Well, from this person we see it's got to be done with the bigdei kehuna, and it's got to be done by a kasher. So the Gemara says, "Hatsata alita avodah hi hadlakat lav avodah hi." That's the difference. Lighting the wood chips is an avodah. Mashenken lighting the menorah. Now, the way the Mefashim, the Tosfot Yeshinim explains it, because lighting the Mizbeach is tidha. It entails toil. You can't just, you know, throw the wood, you have to actually light it. It takes toil. That's an avodah. Lighting the menorah, he's lighting a flame, it lights by itself. So therefore, this is not an avodah. Therefore, back to the premise that what? If a zar did it, he's not going to be hayav. Comes Gemara and says, okay, fine. Ela me'ata, according to this, zar shesider et ha-ma'aracha lehayiv. Let's say a zar set up the wood on the Mizbeach. He went to the Mizbeach, and there's wood on the Mizbeach. Every day the Kohen has to set up the wood. The Adam Mizbeach. He set up the wood on the Mizbeach. He's going to be hayav. So the Gemara says, well, it's not the end. Ika sidush negizri asim. As we learned, after the setting up of the pile of wood, the Kohen would have to place two long pieces of wood on top. It was called sidur shenegizir asim. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Sidur shenegizir lehayev. All right, let's say he put the second two pieces of wood on top. That's avodah, tama. He should be hayav. Ika sidur evarim. Well, after that, you got to put on the bones. Which is, what do you do after the sidur? You got to put the korban olah. The bones of it, you have to put it on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Veha Amar Rav Aseh Amar Rabbi Yohanan Zar Shesider Shene Gezireh Etzim Hayav. We have a statement of Rabbi Yohanan that clearly says, if a zar places the two woods, he is going to be Hayav. Which means now we have a machlok between Rav and Rabbi Yohanan. Rav is mashma that what you put the two woods, you're not hayav, because there's something after it. Where Rabbi Yohanan says, no, you put the two woods, that's avodat tama, you're out. It's considered the hayav. So the question now is, what's the machloket? What's the source of this machloket? So the Gemara says, behapini, you know what they're arguing? Is the following. Mor sabar avodat tamahi, which means, according to Rabbi Yohanan, he says, by placing the two woods on the Mizbeah, that is indeed avodah tamah. Aye, but what do you mean? It's being followed by putting up the Korban Olah. No, that's a new service. Which means the Mizbeah service ends by putting, I mean, there's a service called setting up the Mizbeah, we'll call it, okay? When does that service end? Once you put the last two pieces of wood. Is something going to follow it? Yeah. But the thing that follows it has nothing to do with the Sidur HaMizbeah. Right. Therefore, it's considered, according to Rabbi Yohanan, Avodat Tama. Once you put the last two pieces of wood on top, you're right, you're going to bring the Olah. That's already a new item. Whereas, according to Rav, Umor Sabar, Lav Avodat Tama, he looks at it as it's all one process. And therefore, the Sidur of the Olah that's going to be placed on after, it's all connected. So therefore, now we have a Mahlok between Rav and Rabbi Yohanan. Oslo. Rav and Rabbi Yohanan, when you put the Shnei Gezireh Etzim on the Mizbeah, is it called Avodat Tamah or not? Remember that Mahloket. Rav is going to say it is not considered Avodat Tamah because you have the Korban that's going to follow and it's all considered one, whereas Rabbi Yohanan says no, your Mizbeah preparation is finished with the Sidur Shnei Gezireh Etzim Nafka Mina, that if a Zar does it according to Rabbi Yohanan, he'll indeed get Karet. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanya kivate de Rav, Tanya kivate de Levi. The Gemara over here now is just going to bring proofs from a Braita to Rav and to Levi. What are we trying to prove? Well, the basic machloket that we had here today between Rav and Levi is Terumat Edition. Rav held Terumat Edition is not subject to Karet, because it's Siluk, where Levi said Terumat Edition is subject to Karet. He held Avodat Siluk is. But Tana only applies to the Kodesh Kodashim. Yeah. Outside, Avodat Siluk according to Levi is Hayav Karet. So the Gemara is being bright to prove both of them. The Gemara says, Tanya Kivate de Rav, Tanya Kivate de Levi. Tanya Kivate de Rav, Avodot Shezar Hayav Alehem Mita. The following Avodot, Azar is Hayav Mita on them. Let's count them. Zinikat Adam, okay, that's the sprinkling of the blood. Ben Lifnev Lifnim, whether he sprinkles it on the outer Mizbeah or the inner Mizbeah, for example, on Yom Kippur, when he sprinkles blood between the poles of the Aron, which is the one that sprinkles Hatata off, the blood of the Hatata off on the wall of the Mizbeah, that's the one when you have the blood of a Korbana off, you have to squeeze the blood out and you press the bird against the wall. That's called Mitsui. That's also considered an Avodah. V'amaktir, or for that matter, somebody that brings the animal on the Mizbeah, Be'olata off, that's totally put on the Mizbeah. V'amnasech Shlosha Lugi Mayim, and the one that pours the three Lugim of Mayim on Sukkot. Shlosha Lugi Yain, or somebody that pours three Lug of Yain when they bring a Korban. Bottom line, this Braita lists all the things that a Fazar does is Hayav Karet. Which conspicuous is he missing? Terumat Edition. So this Braita obviously is following the opinion of Rav. Vetanya Kevete de Levi. And obviously somewhere in this Braita it's going to say Terumat Edition. Let's see. Avodot Shezar Hayav Alehem Mita. Right away. Hamirim Et Edition. Bingo. That's the proof for Levi. That you Hayav Mita. Now what else? Vesheva Hazaot Shemifnim. Furthermore, the sprinklings of the blood that was done inside the Kodesh Kodashim, like we said, by the Kohen HaMashiach, by the Pare Alem Davar, by the Kohen on Yom Kippur, all those bloods were sprinkled inside. Furthermore, Mitzorah, where you sprinkle the oil also, the Ma'ale Al Gaber Mizbeach, and anybody that puts anything on the Mizbeach, Ben Davar Kasher, whether it's Kasher for the Mizbeach, Ben Davar Pasul. Interesting. Even if it's pasul for the Mizbeah. Now the Chaura, if it's pasul for the Mizbeah, it should not be considered an Avodah. Why would it be Hayav Karet? So the Mefashim explain over here, it's something that's questionable. It's not 100% pasul. And therefore, b'di'avad, you shouldn't have put it on the Mizbeah. But b'di'avad, if you put it on the Mizbeah, the deen is, it stays on the Mizbeah. So therefore, since it stays on the Mizbeah, it's considered an Avodah. Therefore, this Braita says, if a
Zar did that, meaning he put something that's pasul on the Mizbeah, but a type of item that stays on the Mizbeah, he'll be Hayav Karet. Now the point of this Braita says clearly that Haramat Edition is Hayav. Baruch Allah, Amen, Amen.